This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Susan Levy in Boston. More now on the march and rally against gun violence. Here in Boston, thousands of students, teachers, and other protesters marched from Madison Park Vocational High School in Roxbury to the Boston Common. Among those addressing the crowd on the Common this afternoon was Leonor Munoz, a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. She remembered being outside for what she thought was a fire drill. WBUR's Carrie Young has been covering today's events and joins us from the Boston Common. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Carrie, you were with the demonstrators this morning as they marched to the Common. What was the scene like?
Well, the scene started right around 9 o'clock this morning, but soon after that, people started just pouring into the high school grounds. And before you knew it, there were thousands of people lining up to start the march. Now, when the march actually did start, I started at the back. It took me about 15 minutes at a really good pace to make it all the way up to the front. There were so many people. Once I was up at the front, though, I managed to talk to a woman named Isaura Mendez. She was not with any students. She was actually there by herself. She was a parent, and she said that gun violence has actually impacted her personally.
I come here in honor of my children. I lost two sons and four nephews.
And to gun violence?
To gun violence on the street, not in the school. And I'm here to support the young people because I think they're powerful. I think they can change the things. I think they can pass the law because we've been waiting. As a grown-up, we've been waiting for a long time. And I think they can do it.
Now, Mendez said that she was really struck by how much traction that these kids have been able to make with this movement as opposed to other political pushes in the past.
What did you hear from the students about why they were marching and rallying today?
Well, I heard a variety of things from the students today. One of the most common was that students said they just want to feel safe in their classrooms and not have to worry about an active shooter busting in. Another thing that struck me, too, was how students described that experience of doing those active shooter trainings in school and how unsettling that was. One person I talked to about this was 16-year-old Ethan Enstrom. He's from Cape Cod. And this was actually his first time participating in any sort of political rally or march. And he said he came out because he wanted to make his voice heard, and that he said people need to take seriously what students have to say on gun control, even if they're not voters quite yet.
It's become an omnipresent thing in the back of your mind, you know, and it shouldn't be a situation where I'm sitting in a classroom and instead of paying attention to my history teacher, I'm thinking, what am I going to do if someone with an assault rifle kicks down my classroom door? And that's terrifying to have to think about.
Enstrom, I caught up with at the very beginning of the march, and he said that 2-mile walk was not a barrier at all. In fact, it was something that he was excited to do and would give him energy to get up to the rally at the Common later on.
Carrie, describe the scene on the Common for us.
Well, there are a lot of people here on the Common, and when the rally really got underway at about 2 o'clock, the crowd was the thickest, especially around the stage where the speakers are. One of those people speaking to the crowd is Boston native and Rockland High School physics teacher Graciela Mohammadi. She's also a former Marine, and she says she takes issue with President Trump's suggestion that teachers should be armed.
I don't want to be armed with a gun in my classroom. If you want to arm teachers, arm us with science equipment to spark discovery. Arm us with enough pencils and paper to last all school year. Arm us with missing pages.
Now, overall, things here in the Common have been pretty peaceful. I haven't seen any counter-protesters, although there had been word that about 100 or so might be showing up. But for the most part, things have been going pretty much as planned.
That's WBUR Edify reporter Carrie Young on the Boston Common. For more coverage of today's rally, including marches and rallies around the country, go to WBUR.org. And thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.